Welcome to another transformative session of Profit Master Money Mastery, where today we dive into the art and science of visualize to actualize, daydreaming done right. I'm Sharon, your guide on this journey to unlock the full potential of your entrepreneurial dreams through the power of visualization. And remember, as the great Albert Einstein once said, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Today, we're not just talking about daydreaming of lavish vacations or the next big sale. We're exploring how to strategically harness your mind's power to craft and actualize your business's future. It's about training your brain to focus on your goals so intensely that the universe can't help but notice. Here's a fun fact. Your subconscious mind can't differentiate between what's real and what's vividly imagined. This little quirk is at the heart of manifesting. And for those scratching their heads at manifesting, well, not magic. It's about creating a belief so strong in your mind that your actions start to align with making it a reality. Now, before you get too cozy in your armchair, let's clear up one thing. There's a world of difference between daydreaming and visualizing. Daydreaming is letting your mind wander to the tune of what if. Visualizing, on the other hand, is a focused, deliberate process of seeing your goals as already achieved. It's daydreaming with a purpose. And yes, while the movie and best-selling book, The Secret, brought visualization into the limelight, it missed a crucial piece of the puzzle, which is action. Visualizing your success is fantastic, but without action, it's like having a Ferrari without the keys. You know where you want to go, but you won't move an inch until you turn that ignition. I want to share with you 6 steps to effective visualization. The first is that you want to define clear, concise goals. Know exactly what it is that you want to achieve. The second step is you want to engage all your senses. Make your visualization as vivid and as detailed as possible. What does success look, feel, taste, smell, and sound like? The third step is emotionally invest. You want to feel the joy, the pride, or the satisfaction or any other emotions you'd experience upon reaching your goal. The fourth step is you want to practice regularly. Dedicate time each day to visualize your success. The fifth step is you might want to consider creating a vision board. A visual representation of your goals can serve as a constant reminder and inspiration. And the sixth and final step is to align your actions with visualization. Ensure that every step you take moves you closer to the vision you've created in your mind. Remember, visualization isn't just about seeing the future. It's about creating a mindset that propels you towards it. By visualizing your goals as already achieved, you're not just dreaming, you're setting the stage for real, tangible success. To help solidify your visualization practice, head on over to the modules worksheet. It's time to journal your thoughts around visualization, detail your goals, and outline the steps you'll take to actualize them. This exercise isn't just about dreaming big, it's about planning with precision.